It's part of the infamous axis of evil that George W. Bush talked about in 2002.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
A pirated video from 2007 shows thousands of goose-stepping troops parading before a smiling Kim Jong-il.
The seasoned leadership of Kim Jong-il, the brilliant Sungun general, who strengthens the revolutionary army...
What we don't know about North Korea could fill a small library, but here's what we think we know. The North Korean People's Army is the fifth largest in the world, more than 1 million active-duty troops, 7 million reservists, stockpiles of nerve gas and anthrax, perhaps 10 nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles that could strike the U.S. The first 90 days of a war with North Korea could result in 500,000 military casualties and untold civilian deaths. And that's the kind of knowledge that keeps people in Washington up at night. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 26th, and when I look at the news coming out of, say, the Korean Peninsula, I think to myself, there's lots of jobs in the world I don't want.
Well, that's a tense situation and ratcheting up, at least this morning. But let's get a check of the morning's top news. We begin in the Gulf of Mexico. After 5 weeks of oil billowing into the Gulf, the latest attempt to cap the leak comes this morning. According to today's Washington Post, President Obama yesterday in the Oval Office told an aide, plug the damn hole.
Nobody is more upset than me.
This morning, BP will shoot mud and cement into the blown-out wellhead. The problem is, if it's not done just right, it could make the leak even worse. BP Senior Vice President Kent Wells says it's not a sure thing.
These have been successfully done all over the world, but they haven't been done at 5,000 feet.
You can actually watch the latest attempt to plug that leak. You can check out the live video feed from BP at thetakeaway.org/blog.
And tensions are soaring over the sinking of the South Korean warship in March. North Korea says any retaliation would mean war. It's threatening to block all cross-border traffic and blow up any South Korean loudspeakers that are blasting propaganda northward. Joining us now, Brian Myers, North Korea analyst in Busan, South Korea, and author of The Cleanest Race, How North Koreans See Themselves and Why It Matters. Brian, we're actually getting used to hearing threats from North Korea and saber-rattling. Could they be serious this time? How would we even be able to judge whether they were serious?
Well, I think we can judge by the seriousness of the economic and political crisis that North Korea is going through right now. The sole remaining source of mass support for Kim Jong-il in North Korea is pride in the country's military strength and nuclear capability. That's really all he's got. So by publicly expressing defiance of Pyongyang, the South Korean President Lee Myung-bak has given the lie to the North Korean propaganda line, which is that the so-called Yankee puppet state is terrified of Kim Jong-il. And that means North Korea is probably going to have to respond with yet another military provocation.
Stay with us, Brian Myers. We'll talk more about this in a moment.
Nobody has a window into North Korea like Brian Myers. Stay with us. President Obama has ordered 1,200 more National Guard troops to the Mexican border. They'll assist with training and surveillance. The Space Shuttle Atlantis is due to make its final landing next hour. There are only two more shuttle missions left, one each for the Discovery and for the Endeavor.
And the Super Bowl is coming to New Jersey. For the first time, the NFL will play its largest game outdoors in a cold weather city. The 2014 Super Bowl will be held at the new Meadowlands Stadium that's about to become home to the New York Jets and the Giants. The average temperature for the area during February is somewhere between 24 and 40 degrees. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are up and futures are up right now. The Dow will start at 10,043, the S&P at 1,074, and the NASDAQ at 2,210. So we're going to talk later on in the show about this effort to plug the leak in the Gulf with cement. How does that even work a mile underwater? Find out in a moment. And we're also asking you, what questions do you have about the oil spill in the Gulf? Are you wondering about whether they're doing all they can? Whatever your question is, text it to us by sending the word TAKE to 69866. Normal message rates could apply.